Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Fortnite Show. To start off today's episode, we have some news about the next update coming to Fortnite, which is update 17.00, which is going to be season 7. But before we get into that, we have some bugs that are out right now that are getting fixed and what to do before Fortnite Chapter 2 season 6 ends and 7 starts. And so it said, and so this is actually a blog post from the Epic Games website. And so pretty much it says wild style. And this season's Battle Pass comes with a ton of unlockable styles and quests. Agent Jones jump styles. Make sure to complete any outstanding anomaly quests to unlock each of Agent Jones jump styles. Look for a glowing rift fragment near the location mentioned in the quest and follow its instructions to complete the challenge. Now, I actually don't think I have used most of these styles once I unlock them, but just a lot of people who do. But then also super leveling beyond level 100, you might be close to one of the exclusive super level styles for Tirana, Raz, or the Spire Assassin. Take a look at our super leveling blog for details on these milestones, and cover your outfits in sleek chromium, runic energy, or solid gold. I actually am wanting to get these. I am not that far into it though. I actually still haven't gotten the Runic Spire Assassin. I need 6 levels to get her, and then hopefully I'll be able to get this weekend one more before the season ends, but I probably won't be able to get to that. But if you are close to getting the final one, which is level 220, I definitely recommend going and trying to get it, because that is going to be a huge accomplishment, and not a lot of people have that one. Also, Golden Touch. Speaking of gold, have you taken Lara Croft to visit Aurelia yet? The sparkling gold anniversary style is unlocked by stealing Aurelia's legendary assault rifle as explorer and treasure herself, Lara Croft. Another thing I have not done yet. I have only run Lara Croft's first style, and I haven't even equipped her 25th anniversary in classic style. Yeah, I haven't ran very many of the skins this season. They're all pretty good. I mean, there hasn't been any that I really especially like, so I haven't really ran too many of them, but definitely gonna get that one this weekend as well. The Spire quest line. Finally complete the Spire quest line to face off against Glyph Master Raz and unlock the Dark Thief style for your locker. We understand some players had difficulty with the Spire quest and will be granting the Glyph Master style to players who progressed in the Spire quest and unlock the Raz outfit at level 50 of the Battle Pass. I actually unlocked this guy like the weekend he came out, so pretty cool. Also, similar to last season, your amount of bars will reset when Chapter 2 Season 7 starts. And so pick up exotic, upgrade your weapons, and run wild with it and spend your supply. And this will actually go into our next blog post that we are going to cover after this one last section. Fish and character collections. Now, if you don't know this, actually in the game, you can see this by going to your map or in the lobby, clicking on new quests, and then once you're in there, you can go over to collections, and when you're in the collections, you can see your guide, and it'll show people you have. I've got almost all of them, actually. I'm missing 8 of them, but, I mean, I have most of them, and most of them are complete. I mean, there's a couple that I have, like, Vandalette, who isn't completed yet, I don't think. Actually, she is completed. I have everyone that I found so far I have completed, so just make sure you finish that off if you wanted to get it. And the fishing book. I don't fish very often, so yeah. I mean, there's definitely people who have higher than me. I don't fish very often, so I don't have like the highest amount of fish in there. But then, of course, that's pretty much all for the what to do before the end of the season. But that brings us into this week's Wild Week. And that is Bargain Bin Wild Week. It's time for the Bargain Bin clearance event. In this final Wild Week of Chapter 2 Season 6, island vendors are offering big, big savings. All bar balances will be reset at the start of next season, so take advantage of these huge deals to deplete your bar balance to zero. What deals can you look forward to throughout the end of the season? All exotics and many services are 50% off. The Marksman Six Shooter, 50% off. Grappler Bow, 50% off. Bushrangers prop disguises 50% off. Don't undervalue this increase in purchasing power. Bargain Bin will keep their stocks until downtime for Chapter 2, Season 6. I mean, Chapter 2, Season 7, happening June 8th, 2021. The island vendors thank you for their business. Now, the next blog post that we have here is Fortnite on PC get upgraded visuals in version 17. You're going to need a pretty hefty PC if you're going to run these, but why don't we just go over the blog post? It says, when Chapter 2 Season 7 arrives next week, Fortnite on PC will receive upgraded visuals while running Epic graphics settings on a machine that meets system requirements. You'll be able to enjoy new and enhanced effects plus improved post-processing features and shadow quality. For more information, including how these changes affect overall settings, read on below. Pretty much, this is just PS5 Series X, Xbox Series X graphics. Definitely going to try it out in creative. I do have an RTX graphics card, so it should be running just fine. So I should be able to run it okay. I just need to probably upgrade my RAM. We'll get to those later. We'll get to those afterwards for what the specifications you should have is. But changes to Epic and high settings. But starting with Chapter 2 Season 7, if you play with your quality presets options set to Epic, you'll notice that both Battle Royale and Creative modes benefit from improved storm and cloud effects, as well as enhanced simulations for smoke and liquid. What's that mean? Expect cooler looking explosions, fire, and slurp effects. Speaking of cool, the changes will include new post-processing features for bloom and lens flares, as well as improved shadow quality. Because of these upgrades, Epic settings will require higher device specifications to run with optimal performance. High settings will be the equivalent of the pre-version 17 Epic settings, so your experience with high settings may change depending on your specifications. Low and medium settings, as well as performance rendering mode alpha, will remain the same with the release of version 17. Now, these are updated PC requirements. With the upgrades of the Epic quality presets, we've added system requirement category for running Epic systems optimally. And these are Epic quality preset specifications. The Epic quality preset specifications are not replacing the recommended setting specifications. These are just what you should have to run it optimally. If you have anything a little bit lower, it will run it not as good, but it will still run it as long as you meet the system requirements. For the minimum requirements, but Epic quality preset specifications for running optimally, NVIDIA GTX 1080 or AMD Radeon RX 570 XT or equivalent GPU, 4 GB of VRAM or higher, Intel Core i7-8700 or the AMD Ryzen 7 3700X or equivalent. I don't have that good of a processor. I'm hoping it will run on an i5 because that's what I have. And I just want to try it. 16 gigabytes of RAM or higher. Going to need to upgrade my RAM. Already going to do that though. A solid state drive. Need to upgrade that as well. And Windows 10 64-bit. So you're going to need a pretty hefty PC to run this. Definitely, if I were to run this, would have to upgrade my PC. I don't even have a solid state drive. But definitely, if you're going to run this, just up it if you're going to try to. And then below are the recommended and minimum PC specifications for Fortnite, unrelated to the new visual changes. The recommended GPU will become the NVIDIA GTX 960 or 960 and or the AMD R9 280 or equivalent DX 11 GPU when version 17 releases. They're also changing the official recommendation operating system to Windows 10 64-bit, but please note that players on Windows 7 64-bit and 8 64-bit can still run Fortnite at optimal performance. The minimum specifications remain the same. And so the recommended settings is NVIDIA GTX 960 or the AMD R9 280 or equivalent DX 11 GPU, 2 gigabytes of VRAM, Core i5 7300 3.5 GHz processor, 3.8 gigabytes of RAM, and Windows 10 64-bit. And so that is pretty much just the upgraded specifications for running the higher graphics. I honestly don't know how you figure out what your VRAM is. I'm guessing you just look it up by your graphics card. But yeah. just try to figure that out. And if you have enough, then I would suggest getting it and trying out the higher graphics. Trying to see what the how to find out what VRAM is. So I'm gonna tell you guys. Okay, here we go. You can just look up your graphics card and look up how much it has. Like the one that I had, the RTX 2060, has 6 gigabytes of VRAM. Yeah, if you have the 2060 Super, it has 8 gigabytes. So just look up your graphics card. You can figure out how much VRAM you have by that. Also, if you go into the item shop, as we are 3 days into June, there is a brand new crew pack. And here we have the Mecha Cuddle Master skin, which has the default Mecha Cuddle Master, Midnight Style, and the Royal Style. And now this is just a new crew pack. We're not going to go over the whole item shop now. We're going to save that for the usual time. But since there is a new crew pack, we're just going to go over that now. And then her back bling, the Cytronic Bow, which has the same 3 styles. The Nuzzle Jet Pickaxe with the same styles. Cuddle Mech Wrap, which is reactive. And then all of the loading screens from the last crew pack that you would get by going up. And you'll get the next season's battle pass and this season's if you don't already own it. So very cool there. But yeah, that's about all for that news. Now, why don't we go over to some of the leakers? Where is this? Not that one. New prices for the weapons. The Shadow Tracker pistol costs 200 bars. Hop Rock Dualies cost 250, Chug Cannon cost 300, Grappler Bow cost 250, Marksman 6 Shooter costs 200, and the Unstable Bow cost 250. And that is about all of the news that we have. So why don't we go and take a break, and when we come back, we'll go over the LTMs and the item shop for today. Now that we're back from the break, why don't we go over what our item shop is for today? So today's item shop, we have a brand new skin in here, actually. We have the Spire Immortal skin with the Spire's Touch back bling. Looks really cool. This is actually the male version of the Spire Assassin. Really cool. And he is only 1,500. Once again, not a legendary skin when they could have made it legendary because the female version is. But he has no styles, unlike the female Spire Assassin. Moving on, we have the Spire's Shard Pickaxe, which is 1200, so purple rarity, and it looks really cool. Definitely a cool one to pick up there. We also have the Fanatic skin back in here with the Handbag Backbling for 1200, the Showdown skin with the Pokepack Backbling for 1200, the Maniacs for 500, the Blady Bird Glider for 800, Relax Fit Jonesy with the Beef Pack Backbling for 1200. The Snacks Pickaxes for 500. The Crustina skin for 800. And the Sizzle skin for 800. Moving on, we have a new bundle. We have the Lucha bundle, which has the Dynamo skin, Masked Fury skin, Pile Driver Pickaxe, and Libre Glider, all part of the Lucha set. And the Pile Driver Pickaxe is actually one of the rarest pickaxes in the game. So definitely pick that one up. It probably won't come back for a while. But we, of course, it costs 2,200 to get the whole pack. And then to get the skin, Dynamo, as you guys probably know, costs 1,200. The Pile Driver costs 800. The Masked Fury skin costs 1,200. And the Libre Glider costs 800. Sorry. We also in the daily section today have the Supersonic skin, which has the Skull style, Wolf style, Hornet style, and Falcon style. With the Gauge backbling, which has the same, which actually has no styles, it's reactive to the number of kills you get. The Lada skin for 800. The Bouncer emote for 500, which is traversal. The Pirouette emote for 200. The Laugh It Up emote for 500. and the skipper Trevor Salimo for 300. Moving on, we have the Deathstroke Zero bundle, which if you own the glider from the code for the latest comic, costs 1,200 V-Bucks, and you get the Deathstroke Zero outfit, Deathstroke Katana's Backwing, and Deathstroke Katana's Pickaxe. Or you can buy them separately, the skin, Backwing, and Pickaxe for 1,800, and the glider for 800. You can also get the Harley Quinn bundle, which has Harley Quinn, Punchline Pickaxe, and Harley Hitter. And to get the whole bundle, it costs 2,000 V-Bucks. Or you can buy them separately, the Harley Quinn skin for 1,500 and the two pickaxes for 800 each. We also have the Flash bundle in here for 2,200 with the Flash skin, Speed Force Backbling, Speed Force Slicers, Pickaxe, Quick Bite Emote, and the My Name is Barry Allen loading screen. And of course, they do have that power drain style if it hurts your eyes. I think they just actually added that after the skin left the shop. But and for the pickaxe, the same thing. Or you can get them separately. You can get the skin in the backlink for 1,500, the quick bite emo for 400, the speed force slashers for 1,200. Or you can get the black manta skin in here with the manta pack backlink for 1,500, the manta blades for 800. Also, we have the Catwoman comic book outfits. Again, really like that one with the jeweled cap backlink and the cat's claws pickaxe and the whip crack emo for 1,800. The Catwoman Zero outfit by itself for 1,500, cat's claws for 800, whip crack for 300. Or you can get the Batman gear bundle with the Bat Glider, Caped Crusader music pack, the Bat Signal, and the Martial Arts Master emo for 1,500 each. Or the Bat Glider for 1,200. Cape Crusader Music Pack for 200, Bat Signal for 300, and the Martial Arts Master Emo for 300. We also have that Beast Boy bundle and the Batman and Catwoman Zero bundles also in here, and the Horizon Zero Dawn. But also in here today, we have the Batman Caped Crusader Pack, which in here comes with the Batman comic book outfit, Dark Knight movie outfit, Batman comic book cape, Batman movie cloak, Batman pickaxe, which is a very odd name, but and then the Batwing Glider for $16. And then, of course, the crew pack for $11.99. And now before we end off today's video, it's not posting this on YouTube, at least not yet, maybe in the future, but we have, before we end the podcast, we have some stuff to go over about LTMs. We have the Vertigo Death Run, Skydock Box Fights, and Capture the Flag as our creative maps. And then we have the Arsenal Squads. I've never actually seen this in squads before, but we have Arsenal Squads, Bodyguard Duos, and Team Rumble Squads, but that's not really an LTM anymore, is it? But that is our LTMs for today. But that is going to be all for today's episode. And if you would like to find me anywhere else, you can find me, of course, over on YouTube at Numi. Just posted a video there earlier today. A new highlights video if you want to go in and watch that. I would be very happy if you did. And then also, if you want to find me on Twitch, you can find me over there at Exotic Numi. Don't stream too much anymore, but plan to get into it soon. But until next time, guys, goodbye.